3. Further counsel and advice. And now, my brother, in taking leave of you, as you prepare to depart for your rancho, and after counseling you regarding the general conduct of your bestowal, allow me to present certain advices that have been arrived at in consultation with Gabriel, and which concern minor phases of your mortal life. We further suggest 1. That in the pursuit of the ideal of your mortal earth life, you also give some attention to the realization and exemplification of some things practical and immediately helpful to your fellow men. 2. As concerns family relationships, give precedence to the accepted customs of family life as you find them established in the day and generation of your bestowal. Live your family and community life in accordance with the practices of the people among whom you have elected to appear. 3. In your relations to the social order, we advise that you confine your efforts largely to spiritual regeneration and intellectual emancipation. Avoid all entanglements with the economic structure and the political commitments of your day. More especially, devote yourself to living the ideal religious life on your rancho. 4. Under no circumstances, and not even in the least detail, should you interfere with the normal and orderly progressive evolution of the Urantia races. But this prohibition must not be interpreted as limiting your efforts to leave behind you on Urantia an enduring and improved system of positive religious ethics. As a dispensational son, you are granted certain privileges pertaining to the advancement of the spiritual and religious status of the world peoples. 5. As you may see fit, you are to identify yourself with existing religious and spiritual movements as they may be found on your rancho, but in every possible manner seek to avoid the formal establishment of an organized cult, a crystallized religion, or a segregated ethical grouping of mortal beings. Your life and teachings are to become the common heritage of all religions and all peoples. 6. To the end that you may not unnecessarily contribute to the creation of subsequent stereotyped systems of Urantia religious beliefs or other types of non-progressive religious loyalties, we advise you still further. Leave no writings behind you on the planet. Refrain from all writing upon permanent materials. Enjoin your associates to make no images or other likenesses of yourself in the flesh. See that nothing potentially idolatrous is left on the planet at the time of your departure. 7. While you will live the normal and average social life of the planet, being a normal individual of the male sex, you will probably not enter the marriage relation, which relation would be wholly honorable and consistent with your bestowal. But I must remind you that one of the incarnation mandates of Sanarrington forbids the leaving of human offspring behind on any planet by a bestowal son of paradise origin. 8. In all other details of your oncoming bestowal, we would commit you to the leading of your indwelling adjuster, the teaching of the ever-present divine spirit of human guidance, and the reasoned judgment of your expanding human mind of hereditary endowment. Such an association of creature and creator attributes will enable you to live for us the perfect life of man on the planetary spheres, not necessarily perfect as regarded by any one man in any one generation on any one world, much less on Urantia, but holy and supremely replete as evaluated on the more highly perfected and perfecting worlds of your far-flung universe. And now may your Father and my Father, who has ever sustained us in all past performances, guide and sustain you, and be with you from the moment you leave us and achieve the surrender of your consciousness of personality throughout your gradual return to recognition of your divine identity incarnate in human form, and then on through the whole of your bestowal experience on your rancho until your deliverance from the flesh and your ascension to our Father's right hand of sovereignty. When I shall again see you on Salvington, we shall welcome your return to us as the supreme and unconditional sovereign of this universe of your own making, serving, and completed understanding. In your stead, I now reign. I assume jurisdiction of all Nebadon as acting sovereign during the interim of your seventh and mortal bestowal on Urantia. And to you, Gabriel, I commit the safekeeping of the Son of Man, about to be, until he shall presently and in power and glory be returned to me as the Son of Man and the Son of God. And Gabriel, I am your sovereign until Michael thus returns. Then, immediately in the presence of all Salvington assembled, Michael removed himself from our midst, and we saw him no more in his accustomed place until his return as the supreme and personal ruler of the universe, subsequent to the completion of his bestowal career on Urantia.